Every week we bring you a prophecy update. All we're trying to do is show you that what the Bible predicted thousands of years ago is coming true in these last days. We're never saying this is exactly the fulfillment of it, but it's so interesting to see things that nobody thought could ever even be possible now becoming commonplace. So we talk a lot about technology, the advance of technology that will make it possible for every human being to have some sort of personal identifier by which you will conduct all your business and be identified to your government. Whether it starts off as a card or something else, we have the technology today for it to be certainly on your body or in your body, some sort of an implant or system like that. John the Apostle saw this thousands of years ago on the island of Patmos, and he was ridiculed, of course, throughout history for it. Now it is happening around us. I bring you articles to show you how it is happening, and obviously we could all wake up tomorrow in a society in which you would have to take some kind of a mark in order to conduct business. So what? Here's some stuff that's happening right now while we're patiently waiting for the coming of the Lord. It says on July 20th, Time Magazine posted an article titled, "A Store Without a Checkout Counter. JCPenney presses on with a retail revolution." It says in the article, JCPenney's plans to completely change the checkout experience at stores using advanced Wi-Fi networks, mobile checkout, RFID, which is radio frequency identification, tracking systems for goods, and all sorts of self-checkout possibilities. JCPenney will get rid of cashiers, cash registers, and checkout counters, the staples near the exits of virtually every store, as soon as 2014. I guess I should have asked if any of you are Penny's cashiers before I... Your job is in jeopardy. You might want to get some retraining going on. But notice they're going to get rid of everything. So there's going to have to be some, you know, at first you think, oh yeah, that'll be like at Home Depot where you try and figure out how to check yourself out or Fresh and Easy. But they're talking about getting rid of everything. So there's going to have to be some kind of a system by which they know you have merchandise and are leaving the store and it's charged to your account. Not sure. They're not saying what they're going to do, but it's very interesting. It's already true that I think Walmart is on top of this. Now Penny's, every article of clothing, every good, everything that is in stock is going to have an RFID chip so that it can be read for inventory and those kinds of things. Now on July 17th, article was posted on securitypark.net called RFID Wristbands for Event Management. The excerpt read, "Daily RFID has released RFID wristband series in either disposable or reusable versions to fulfill access control. With chips sealed in the wrist housing, the RFID wristbands can be easily used in access control systems such as identity badge and ticketing. The RFID wristband is an ideal selection for improving the management of especially big events like the World Cup. The reusable one is waterproof and heat-resistant for long-term use." So obviously this is a bracelet that has an RFID chip, and it's filled with information about you, whatever information they deem necessary, so that it's your ticket, and you can also purchase merchandise with it by just having it scanned by an RFID reader. Soundcheck blog posted a story on July 20th titled with like this. It said, "Big Brother's name is Bonnaroo." And then it says, "The Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival released a statement this week announcing that this year's event, held from June 7th through June 10th in Manchester, Tennessee, saw the largest integration between a live music event and social media in history. Instead of actual tickets, concertgoers were given RFID bracelets, which they could link to Facebook, and then whenever they passed a check-in point, they could swipe the wristband and it would post to Facebook, noting the attendees' corresponding activity. You had to activate your wristband for it to do all this cool social networking for you. Nearly half of the concert goers did just that, indicating that people are into this type of technology. Then on July 26th, the Washington Times posted a story titled, "Just a Face in a Crowd, Scans Pick Up ID and Personal Data." One of the paragraphs reads like this, "Businesses foresee a day when signs and billboards with face recognition technology will instantly scan your face and track what other ads you've seen recently. They'll adjust their message to your tastes and buying history and even track your birthday or recent home purchases. And so if you spend any time online, you know that you know, it seems like stuff pops up in your email, you know, and you say, hey, I was just thinking about that. I was just looking at that. Well, it's because they know you were just looking at that, and they're tailoring their advertising to you. So now you'll go down to the Hanford Mall, and there'll be these interactive billboards, and as you walk by, products that you have purchased or might be interested in will be advertised directly to you. And so this is the world in which we live. It's a world of amazing technology and technological advances, but they're the kinds of things that play into what John saw on the island of Patmos. And that's why we say these are the last days and things are lining up just as God said they would. Now this technology, the technology is not the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is something that happens in the middle of the future great tribulation. In the middle of it, the man we know as the Antichrist, he's going to reveal himself, declare himself to be God, and demand that his subjects worship him. And people who are already participating in this kind of a system, because that's the only kind of system there will be, he'll say, now you're going to have to swear your allegiance to me, and that will be recorded on your chip or tattoo or whatever it happens to be. And if you don't do that, you won't be able to buy or sell anything, and eventually you'll be persecuted, hunted down, and killed. And so we're not afraid of technology. We're just actually kind of excited to see that technology has caught up with the Bible. John said this was going to happen. People said it'll never happen. It's happening right now. We're living in the last days, and that's why we tell you every week to get ready, stay ready, keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.